This is Avi Uniglick, your tech concierge, and welcome to the original anchor station providing tech talk tips and observations. I invite you to participate in the show. If you've got questions, I've got answers. Just call in, comment. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Stay tuned. More tech talk tips coming right up. This is your Tech Talk tip for Tuesday, January 23rd, 2018. Updates? Not. This past week was exceptionally busy for your tech concierge as Microsoft's most recent patch really wreaked havoc on many Windows 7 machines, causing them to not boot properly. I was performing remote surgery for clients around the country who just couldn't get out of a seemingly unworkable boot situation. If you're a Windows user and still rely on Windows 7 as your go-to operating system, perhaps you have experienced a similar challenge. What many users noticed after their update attempted to install was upon reboot, all they found was a black screen with a flashing cursor. Nothing else. Their machine was stuck and they couldn't move forward. What we attempt to do in this case is force a shutdown, and by tapping the F8 function key repeatedly on the next power-up, a menu appears, offering several options. The safe mode or safe mode with networking choices tend to work, as this is a diagnostic mode of Windows, which prevents many of the drivers and services from loading and allowing the Windows operating system to boot normally. In this way, we are able to perform a system restore back to an earlier time before the update. 98% of the time, the system restore allows us to get booted back normally. It is here that I recommend that modifications be made to the Windows update process, toggling the automatic update installation to a download, but let me choose to install. Why not? Why shouldn't we have the privilege to install updates when we want? Don't leave it up to the operating system or Microsoft to make that choice. This gives us time to scrutinize the updates and choose which ones we wish to install. It also allows us to pick a convenient time to do so. Nothing like a busy crunch time, and a Windows update automatically chooses to install and lock us out of our systems. Have you ever been in an airport waiting for a plane and a Windows update wants to install when they tell you to board? Do you hate when that happens too? For those times when a system restore just doesn't do the trick, I always recommend having a current image backup on hand to help get our systems back to an earlier point in time. We'll be discussing backup strategies next week, so stay tuned to learn much more. I invite you to reach out so that we may continue this conversation together. As always, I'll be offering up my Tech Talk tips and observations as I do daily on my station at anchor.fm/AskAVIE. For an archive of all my previous Tech Talk tips, please visit www.techtalktips.com. For anchor.fm, iTunes, Google Play, the Amazon Echo platform, and much more, I'm Avi Uniglick, your tech concierge. And you can connect with me at my website at www.askavi.com. I hope you have a tremendous week.